This is the Midday Market Report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Lori Carter of Comstock for our midday market discussion. Lori, what are we seeing taking place in the grains here on Friday?
Kind of the same old continued weakness. We have Kansas City wheat down 10 cents, Chicago down 6.25 to 6.75, corn down 7.5, and soybeans down mostly 23 cents across the contract months. Doing nothing chart-wise, technically, we're about maybe giving back about half of any kind of bounce we got on any respective commodity market or grain market. And so just basically doing nothing but continued weakness. Bounces continue to be sold.
With what we're seeing right now with soybeans, we are seeing, as we talk, soybeans down 20 cents. Is that just the continuation of the weather forecast kind of coming into a clearer picture, or is there something else at play here?
As far as I know, I don't know of anything else. Continued ideas of weakness on the export side. Other than that, and maybe the weather forecast not looking quite as bad as it did.
That was Lori Carter with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me. August 13th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett with special guest Priscilla Block. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office. Thomas Rhett live.
At midday, September corn down 8 even at 398 even. August soybeans down 21.25 at 1094.75. August soybean meal up 80 cents at 353.20. August soybean oil down $1.32 at $44.49. September oats down 5.25 at 323.75. On the Merc, August live cattle up 10 cents at 189 even. August feeder cattle up $1.47 at 260.10. August lean hogs unchanged at $93.77. August pork cutout up 20 cents at $104.90. Class 3 milk up 17 cents at $20.40. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.